The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The stately giraffe, whose head sits some 17 feet up atop an unlikely pedestal, adapted its long neck to compete with other browsers for foliage. While the advantage of reach is obvious, some difficulties arise at such a height. The heart has to pump twice as hard as a cow's to get blood up to the brain. So the giraffe's entire circulatory system is specially modified, because the high pressure needed to pump blood up to its head could cause brain damage when the head is lowered. To deal with this problem, giraffes have elastic blood vessels that relieve some of the excess pressure. Giraffes also have a series of valves in their neck veins that ensure that blood always flows from the head back toward the heart, even when this means going against gravity. And for giraffes, just bending down is a daily challenge. For example, to reach ground level for drinking, a giraffe has to splay its front legs at an angle of nearly 45 degrees. When giraffes do bend down to drink at water holes, it's commonly done in pairs. This is so that one giraffe can drink, while the other keeps an eye open for predators.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.